Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning. Glory be to God. Good morning. Hallelujah. Good morning, Eagles of Fire, the 11th hour company of prophets and intercessors. To God be the glory. I'm so glad that you're with us this morning, and we want to do a shout out to all our listeners. We just want you to know that we love you. We're so glad that you listen in every morning with us, and when you can, and able to receive nuggets from heaven, from God's written word to us, so we can live our most more prosperous life in Him and be able to walk with Him, allow Him to love on us and just grow as we grow with Him, because He's always with us. But I just praise God for each one of you this morning and our intercessors that are faithful, that are on the air every morning, and those that are not able to, but that hold us in prayer in their time of talking to God. Well, again, we just want to welcome you to Eagles of Fire. So good morning, good morning, good morning. To God be the glory. Today, we're going to be talking about our spiritual fitness, a continuation of our morning devotion. And we're going to talk about self-esteem, self-esteem. We want to apologize for yesterday. It was unavoidable. So you had listened into a pre-recorded program called About Control. But we're back on the air, and we're excited as we continue in our time together. Also, I just want to do some housework before we start, because I don't like to start ministering in prayer, and then we have to stop short because we've got to give an announcement. But I do want to inform you that tomorrow morning at 10 a.m., we do have Breath of God Speak, which is our presbytery from 10 a.m. to 12. During that hour, we will be praying with you as we see God's concerning you. In addition, tonight, which is the 24th, we will be holding a session at the Westchester Community Center in OLELLA, Maryland, Owella, Maryland. And the address is 2414 Westchester Avenue, Owella, Maryland. That's by Ellicott City here in Maryland, Washington, D.C. So we're just really excited. We have Prophet Leroy Jackson coming in from Atlanta, Georgia. And oh my goodness, I can't wait to really have you hear him. We're going to try and have this recorded and live so you can get to participate. And we also have my spiritual parents coming in from Florida, Prophets Pam and Bill Ulmer. And then my children of the Lord, which are leaders of Crown of Glory and Fire Ministry, Prophetess Paloma and her husband and Pastor Edwin Rios will be joining us, and many others. And so we ask you to come on out. This is going to be a night of impartation. We do not have spectators. We come to see God's face and let Him do what He does best, being God in our personal lives. We don't have service as usual. Our services is moved by the Holy Spirit. So if you want to come and get an impartation from the Lord, whatever that is for you, we ask you to come out. We've got different prophets in the house that are acclaimed prophets that are accurate in their prophetic words for you to come out and receive that. But if you cannot come out tonight, we ask you to come out tomorrow morning on our blog radio at 10 a.m. to 12, where you'll be able to hear and we're able to minister unto you. Amen. To God be the glory. Also, tomorrow we'll be having, on Saturday, we'll be also doing some tours. We'll also be in Washington, D.C. Also, we'll be doing embassy tour on Sunday morning with the embassy tour group that takes us to all the embassies that we can actually pray over every country. So we're excited about that as well. Time of fellowship, time of prayer, and walking with God throughout the city of Washington, D.C. So if you'd like more information, please go out to our website at www.eaglesoffire.org and send us a questionnaire. Also, we welcome your donations if God puts it on your heart to send a donation to Eagles of Fire. That money is used for transportation and for our costs, even to be on the air, and other miscellaneous expenses. It's not really done to us. Is done so we can continue the mission God has set us. And for those that have given us, thank you, and we appreciate you in Jesus Christ's name. Thank you, Lord. Okay, now that we got most of that stuff out the way, glory be to God, we're going to open up the airways So our intercessors can bring forth the word through their prayer life this morning, and just to share, to talk to God. Let's talk to God this morning. We do need him more than ever. And so I believe, Catherine, are you with us this morning? I think I recognize your phone number. Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
I do
good
know
morning.
Your number now. Praise the Lord. I don't know what goes on here when you and I connect. There's this spiritual giggle that we get. I just know it's the bubbling of joy in our hearts. Amen, amen.
Amen.
And Prophetess Paloma, good morning. Are you with us?
Good morning, everyone.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Well, I'm going to ask Paloma, generally ask her first because she's generally trying to get ready to go to work. But Paloma, if you could start us with prayer, and then I'm going to ask Catherine to come behind you, and then I will bring forth the word of the Lord this morning about spiritual fitness, self-esteem. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. What a beautiful morning, God, you have created for us, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you so much, Lord. Thank you, Father. We worship and adore your name, Lord. We give you the glory, we give you the honor, we give you the praise, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you for allowing us to wake up, Father God. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for breathing upon our lives this morning. Hallelujah to your name, God. We raise our hands to the heavens, oh God, in acknowledgement of you, oh Lord, that you are the creator. You are the sustainer of all things, oh God. And you sustain our lives in your hands, oh Lord God. We thank you that we are hidden in the crevice of your hands. That you have taken us whole, Father God, close to your bosom, oh Lord God. Thank you, God, that you hold us tight, Lord God, that you do not fail us, Lord. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your kindness. We thank you that we could call upon your name and you will hear us, Father. We thank you that we could ask, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and it shall be done, oh God. We thank you for grace, O Lord, and favor, Father. We thank you for spiritual growth and maturity, Lord God. We thank you, God, that you order our steps, O God, before us, O Lord God. We thank you, God, that you are faithful and we can trust in you, Lord. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, God, for giving us the ability, Lord God, to understand, Lord God, who you are. We thank you for expanding us, Lord God, for expanding our territory, for expanding wisdom and knowledge within us, oh God. We thank you for your gifts. We thank you for your character within us, oh God. We thank you that every day you form us and give us another touch of who you are within us, oh God. Hallelujah to your name, Lord. Hallelujah to your name, Lord. Hallelujah to your name, God. Father, I place the service and the event that's coming this weekend, Lord God. I place it at your feet, Father. I pray for a Prophet Leroy, for Prophetess Rita, Lord God. I pray for a Prophet Pam and Mama Spiritual Parents, Lord God. Lord, I place them at your feet. I place Mama Blossom, Lord God. I place her at your feet, Lord God. I place everyone that will be there tonight, Lord God, and throughout the weekend, Father. Lord, I pray that you have your way, Lord. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Move amongst us, Father. Move amongst the praise of your people, Father. Have your way. Bring healing. Bring a word, Lord God. Bring encouragement. Bring fire. Bring restoration, Lord God. Whatever it is that your people need, Lord God, I pray that you bring it on tonight and this weekend, Lord God. Guide our ways, Father God. Give us instructions, Lord God. Father, we will not forget to give you the glory, Father. For this is all to the glory of your name, Father. It is never about us, but it's always about you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless all the listeners, Father. All those that are always constantly coming in and listening in to the word of the Lord, Father. We pray for all those, Lord God, that has joined Eagles of Fire, all the intercessors, Lord God, the prophets, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for every minister, Father, that has blessed us, Father. We thank you, Father. We pray that your blessings be upon them and their ministries as well, Father. Hallelujah to your name. Hallelujah to your name. Holy Spirit, thank you. Thank you for being with us. Thank you for strengthening us. Thank you for encouraging us, motivating us, inspiring us, Lord. We love you so much, Lord. We love you so much, and we can't do this without you. We won't do it without you. We don't want to do it without you, Lord. Says again, Father, this is not about us. It's all about you and what you want to do upon the earth. So we thank you, Lord God, for choosing us, for thinking of us, for, oh God, electing us to bring your word, to bring your kingdom upon this world, Lord God. We thank you, God, that even though we might have felt that we were not worthy of the call, Lord, you chose us, you cleansed us, you prepared us, and you launched us, Father God. And I thank you for that, Lord God. We bless your holy name this morning. We bless your holy name. We bless your holy name. We bless your holy name. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Catherine. Amen.
Thank you, Father, for you being the King of Kings. Oh, Lord, you are the King of all kings, Father. Oh, we thank you, Lord, that you rule and reign. Oh, Lord, you are so loving, and you are the gift of love, and love conquers all things. Love bears all things, and you rule and reign. You are the truth, the way, and the life. And we know that way. You said in your word, we know that way. We know you, Lord. We thank you for the gift and the privilege of knowing you, of knowing who you are, what you like, what you don't like, what you want, what you don't want. You put those boundaries into place and time and space, and even geographically, Lord. You are not limited. You are indescribable. You love us. You love us. We thank you, Lord, for loving us, even when we may not feel that we are worthy for your love, Lord. But you still love us. You still love us. You still release your love because you are King. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lord, and we thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. You are so awesome. We just love on you. We thank you for the privilege and the honor to come to you today. We thank you. You woke us up this morning that we can be with you, and you can be with us, and you can live in us, and we can live in you. And we can go those places that we need to go. And we can know that you are with us. Emmanuel, you are with us. We thank you, Lord, for helping us to become spiritually fit, Lord. We thank you for every word that comes from your throne and from your mouth. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. Lord, I just uplift this event to you, this session that is coming tonight, Lord, every leader, every bit of traveling mercies, Lord, to be released from the north, the south, the east, and the west, that there be no glitches, no bad weather. Every mechanical working part in their vehicle shall work according to your riches and glory in heaven. Every provision, every promise, every part of their destiny, O God, as they come together and gather in you, Father. I just thank you and praise you, Father. I thank you and praise you, Father, for every leader that you have handpicked, every person who can come tonight, Lord. I bless that, Father. Bless that, Lord. And I know you bless every person, Lord. And even those that cannot come, Lord, you still bless and extend the tent pegs. You go across the state lines. You go across every line, Lord, and you enlarge your heart of love, and you release that sound that we may receive in the Spirit, oh God. You release that sound. You release the sights from your throne. Thank you, Father. We thank you for the fire that is released, oh Lord. We thank you for Prophet Leroy, Lord, and his state, and for spiritual parents and their state, Lord. We thank you, Father, that you are the center of life and love, truth, grace. We thank you for ordering each one's steps, Lord, and fulfilling their destiny as you see fit. We thank you for the embassy tour, Lord, that is available in Washington, D.C. We thank you, Lord, for all the arrangements, for all the details. And I could just see, Lord, each one that goes on that tour, that they have fire in their feet. Each one, Lord, they pave that way. They're the forerunners, oh God, to bless every single nation, to bless every nation that you have designated, you have ordained, you have
Hallelujah.
Blessed. You have extended, Lord, the enlarging of your heart, love, oh God, because you are the King of Kings. You are the King of Kings. Oh, we thank you and we bless that. We thank you are the King of all these kings of these nations, oh God. We thank you for the work that you have created, the destiny, oh God, the steps, oh God, all of the ordination from your throne, Lord. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. We thank you for your Son. We lift up his name. We lift up his name through the power of Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for the unity. For the unity, oh God. Let it be so. Every word spoken, every step taken, we ask you, Father, to release a greater love. Thank you, Father. We say yes and amen to you. We all say yes and amen to you.
Yes,
and amen. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah to your name, oh God. I just want to thank you, Father, for giving us the opportunity one more time to be in thy presence. Lord, our God, who are we, O Lord, that you would love on us so? Who are we, O God, that is dust of the earth, Father? Who are we, O God, that you would look upon your children and favor us so and love us so and died for us so, God? Oh, you are worthy, you are worthy, you are worthy, you are worthy of all the praise. You are worthy of all the honor, O Lord. When I think of the heavens, God, you are there. When I think of when we're in those places, sometimes we feel like we can't come out. You are there, God. Everything that we need, you're always present to give to us. And so we honor and praise you as our Lord and our King. I thank you for reminding us of our place that stands beside you, God.
that we have a place beside you, God. As you sit in heavenly places, so we sit with you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All authority that has been given unto you, you've given it unto us too, God, that we can begin to use your power, your grace and love to so many, Lord, as an extension of your hand, extension of your arms, an extension of your voice, an extension of your heart to your people, God. Renew a right spirit, God, that we may boldly go where we have not treaded our feet before, God. Hallelujah. I thank you with the word that Catherine broke this morning. But even so, as we go to the embassies, God, that we have been born for a time such as this to release a word over nations, God. We may not be able to always put our feet on the nation, but we can extend a prophetic word, a declaration to the nation, because you've given us the authority, you've given us the power, and you have given us your victory. Hallelujah. I bless your name. I bless your name. I bless your name. Oh, Father, step upon our flesh today, that your spirit would arise in us, oh God, that we'll march forth in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, we thank you for this session of spiritual fitness, Lord. Father, we need to be fit for the battle. We need to be fit, God, to be used for your service. Oh, Father, so many have gone AWOL and have abandoned ship, Lord God, because they have not been spiritually fit. And so we need you, oh God, to help us in these areas, Lord God. And the greatest thing is that we know that you're never far away. You're always with us. What a blessing. What a blessing, God. So accept our affections to you this morning, Lord. Accept our heart's affection to you, oh God. Hallelujah. If you're hearing me this morning, I just want you to take your hand and put over your heart and think of Jesus. Hallelujah. Just place your hand over your heart. Hallelujah. You see, God is not a God of the flesh. He's a God of the heart. He's not the God of what we have. He's a God of the heart. He's not a God of status. He's a God of the heart. So just let your hand lay on your heart if you're able to this morning. And just place your affections towards him and just think about him and say, Lord Jesus, here is my heart for you today. It's an act of love. It's an act of adoration. It's an act of homage to him to tell how much you love him. Oh, he knows what's in your heart. Give him your heart today. Just lay your hand on your heart and say, Lord, my heart belongs to you. Hallelujah. He'll receive it. Hallelujah. Glory. And so I'm saying, Lord, my Savior, my friend, my Lord, my King, my heart belongs to you, O Lord. All that I am, all that I shall be, all that I will become because of you belongs to you already. Lord, my heart, all that I am, all that you created me to be belongs to you. Belongs to you, Lord. My heart belongs to you, my King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I'll bow my heart to you today, God. I'll bow my heart to you today, God, in reverence of you that is holy and divine. To you, I humbly bow. In prayer and in love and adoration to you, my Lord. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen and amen. Amen and amen. To God be the glory. You see, what we're experiencing is a heart condition. It's not a condition of the world. It's a heart condition. What we're seeing is the effects because of the hearts of men. Hallelujah. The Lord says our hearts are wicked, but it is converted because of his love that's consumed in our hearts. Well, I just want to bring forward to you our spiritual fitness for today, self-esteem. We are so in need of spiritual fitness. You know, I am guilty. I'm not going to the gym like I should. And I can find you all kinds of excuses. And there are some of them are legit and some aren't. But I do know that my greatest fitness needs to be in the Lord. There's some that will, you know, go the extra mile to make sure their body looks great, but their heart, they have not given fitness to it. Their heart are sometimes in bad shape. Not talking physical shape, I'm talking spiritual shape. And so I want to share with you about what the Lord has given me about spiritual fitness. Hallelujah. The scripture I want to read to you today, it comes from the book of Psalms. And we're going to read today Psalms 3. And the Lord says, Lord, and this is the Psalms of David when he fled from Absalom, his son. Lord, how they increase that trouble me. Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say of you, my soul, there's no help for him in God, Selah. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter up of my head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill, Selah. I laid me down and slept. I awake, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against round about. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for thou hast smitten all my enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people. Selah. Hallelujah. May the Lord bless his holy word. Hallelujah. Self-esteem is a subject matter that we tend to focus on in our daily life in one form or another, be bad or good. Sometimes our self-esteem is relevant when we deal with issues in life because it determines what we do and how we go about doing it. You see, whatever you do in life, be good or bad, it affects the world. People don't really think so, but it does. Your behavior affects somebody else's, which also sets up a course that sometimes cannot be stopped until someone else comes in the way with their self-esteem to change the world in how they handle things. In the Bible, from Genesis on through Revelation, you will see the self-esteem of many patriarchs of old, kings of old. Their self-esteem determined how their country would run. Their self-esteem dealt with how they handle situations. Moses was a great one. His self-esteem in who he was before he went before the king. Our self-esteem does make a difference. And so we're talking about self-esteem today. Where is your self-esteem? Are you self-conceited or you walk with confidence and self-respect? Are you satisfied the way that you are? That's something for you to consider today. Is your self-esteem caught up in you? Almost to the point that you're so prideful that no one can come close to you? Is your self-esteem all about you? Or is your self-esteem about Christ or who he says that you are? Our self-esteem can go from one side of the spectrum to the other. Self-esteem is about respecting yourself, really. It's about respecting the God in you. If you do not know the Lord, you will not have self-respect for the God in you. Your self-respect will be about you, your ego, what you desire to have to bring comfort into your world. And so I want to talk about an area of self-esteem that many don't like to talk about. It's about making mistakes. In this area of self-esteem, we go from one spectrum to another, but there's an area that the enemy likes to really work on, and I'd like for you to talk about that just for a second. Dealing with the mistakes and the what ifs. What if this happens to me? What if that happens to me? Living in a life of negativity.
You see, if you have the Holy Ghost living inside of you, there is no what ifs. We just follow him. But when our self-esteem is based on our self-perception of what we think we should be, our self-perception through our pride and our ego and how we want others to perceive us, we get lost in this turmoil that we find ourselves in. And so we get caught up in this area of the what ifs. The what ifs are, what if I make a mistake in life? What if I mess up? And so because of that, we get into this place of perfectionism. Everything has to be just right, or our world, you know, is a mess. Some of us want control of our lives. And so because of that, some get into witchcraft or different areas because they want to control their lives. Many people that are actually in witchcraft today want to control their lives and where it's going. They don't want a God that they have to release their control to determine, so God can determine what they need and how to live. They want to control their life and they want to control their own destiny. That's why people get into witchcraft and the control. We also have people that are very negative. They're always projecting what can happen, what could happen, how it might happen. They're already there and it hasn't even happened yet. Fearful of making a mistake. And so we get trapped where we are not able to exercise the things that God has given to us by faith because we're so fearful because of making a mistake. Sometimes we berate our own selves. We don't even need someone to kick us in the butt. Hey, there goes there. We literally, before anyone else could even tell us anything, we already kicked ourselves in the butt and just downplayed us and just character assassinated ourselves. And then we wonder why people don't want to be around us because we're so negative. We're always looking at the worst in life. We're always looking at the bad in us or what we see doesn't look good on us. My goodness. You know, who wants to be around someone that just sees the whole world as darkness all the time? I know I don't. I like to make sure that I keep people around me that are looking for the best in life, not always looking for the worst in life. We have enough of that around us. How about let's look at the world from a different set of eyes? But we look at it oftentimes through our mistakes. And all of this stuff comes from when we were children. You know, when we made a mistake, it was depending on how our parents reacted to us. And some through life became fearful of making mistakes that they almost tripped over themselves and they would do extras so they would not feel their sense of imperfection. But I have news for you. None of us is perfect. None of us is perfect. No, not one. None of us is perfect. No, not one. We all make mistakes. And none of us are perfect. And the reality is we cannot control our lives as much as we believe that we can or make ourselves to believe that we can. We don't have to live in a place of negativity. How about in the possibilities of the God that created the earth and all that's around us? How about stop beating yourself up and character assassin yourself? You know, every time you do that, you're telling God made a mistake with you. Every time you do that, you're saying, God, you know, you're not perfect because the way I look ain't perfect. You're actually simulating to God what he did wrong in you. And the reality is only God is perfect. We are in the process to be like him. And so some of us really beat ourselves up if we make a mistake. Look at this. The Lord Jesus died for us because of mistakes. The first mistake that was in the Garden of Eden. And he gave us a way out through his son. And the manifestation of the Holy Ghost is what keeps us to that place where we can recognize that through Christ's love, we are forgiven. And we don't have to stay in that place. But if you choose to stay there, guess who you're really worshiping? You're not worshiping God. You are worshiping Satan. And you're giving him the glory for every area of darkness in your life. It is time for some spiritual fitness. It means now to put away the things that are dark in your life and put light to it. How do you do that? One thing at a time. What area in your life are you so negative about, so fearful of making a mistake that you can't even move? What area in your life have you so bound because of your own perception? God don't look at you that way. Then why do you? If God has forgiven you, then why can't you forgive yourself? Who are you? Are you greater than God? Question for you. Hallelujah. Making an mistake in life does not affect the worth of you being a human being. You make a mistake, you made a mistake. It doesn't make your value any less to God. And so sometimes in our spiritual walk with God, we make mistakes. Sometimes we lie without realizing, oh my goodness, I just said a lie. I stole somebody's pencil, or I took that extra penny. Oh, I cut somebody in line and put my finger up. These areas of life, we can keep giving them back to the Lord. But it's time for you to get off your high horse and say, God, you know, you're superior than God. No, you're not. Only God is perfect. And the moment that you put yourself that you can't be those areas in life, you have superseded God and saying God messed up with you. It's time for you to forgive yourself, ask God to forgive you, and start again. Find an area in your life that you know that you are beating yourself up about. And say, Lord, forgive me for this area. Today, I want to do spiritual fitness. I want to remove that stain that I continue to put on my spirit. And I want to put the light of your love on it. That I am not imperfect. But I am perfect in you because you love me. I am not this, but I'm that. See, what I want you to do is find words of affirmation. If you need to put it on your glass mirror every time you look up at yourself in the morning and say, you know what? You are wonderfully made. You are the image of God. You can start right there. Or I like your nose because your nose looks like God. You are wonderfully made because you look like your Father in heaven. You start to give yourself affirmation. Stop beating yourself up as if you are even so a mistake. You know, many of us can go through life and say, you know what, I was born out of rape. I was born out of this. You know, because of what happened to me, I'm just a broken up vessel and no one can want me, nobody this and that. I mean, by the time you're done, who wants that? What God wants for you is to begin to speak who he says that you are and stop listening to others that give you, that you assume give you value, and their value truly is not enough. Man will forsake you, but God will never forsake you. Hallelujah. God will never forsake you. Your perception is based on how you see yourself. But God wants you to know value is in God's value is how he sees you, not how you see yourself. Thank you, Lord. You know, I think about David, and in Psalms 8, verses 4 through 6, David spoke something that I thought was beautiful. He was thinking, he says, Lord, what are mortals that you should think of us? Mere humans that you should care for us. For you made us a little lower than God, and you crowned us with glory and honor. You put us in charge of everything you made, giving us authority over all. And then he goes on to be about the sheep, the animals, and everything. If God didn't think we had value, he would not have given us authority to rule the world. So that speaks volume to me. So I want to encourage you today, let's have spiritual exercise today, and let's take away the things that are not what God calls us to be and place what God says we are. You have the Spirit of God living inside of you. You have the power of God living inside of you. God has given you authority. So now take your exercise this morning and walk in it. Take your barbells of love that God has given you and start to stretch those things out and call yourself who God says you are. You are not a mistake. In fact, God called you. This is your time, your season. So I say unto you, go forth in the name of the Lord of hosts, and his name is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Please look for us again on our website. If there's a subject matter you'd like for us to talk about, please feel free to do so. We are excited what God is doing in our camp, and we want to let you know, if no one else told you today they loved you, let us be the first. We love you. God loves you. So go forth in the name of the Lord of hosts. And his name is who? Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen.
Burn it away. earn it away. Consuming fire, burn it away.